Today, I read in the weekly Vatican Radio Information Service, is the first day of a week-long ad limina visit of the bishops of Thailand to the Vatican. Thailand, I thought, is a beautiful and fascinating nation, and I would be interested to speak to one of the bishops about his world. But first, I looked up the meaning of the expression ad limina, and found that, technically, it means the obligation incumbent on certain members of the hierarchy of visiting at stated times the thresholds of the apostles Saints Peter and Paul, and of presenting themselves before the Pope to give an account of the state of their diocese. The object of the visit, therefore, is not merely to make a pilgrimage to the tombs of the apostles, but above all to show the proper reverence for the successor of Saint Peter, to acknowledge practically his universal jurisdiction, to receive his admonitions and counsels, and thus bind more closely the members of the Church to His Holiness the Pope. Bishop George Pimpizan is the president of the Thai Catholic Bishop Conference. He is also a kind and gentle man, and came personally to the radio to talk to me, notwithstanding a long trip behind and a busy week before him. Talk to me about your country, I said, but first, tell me something about yourself. Bishop George Pimpizan. You're the president of the Thai Bishops' Conference.
That's right.
Right, and you were saying you were actually educated in the United States.
In the United States as a redemptorist, first redemptorist from Thailand.
And so you're here for the Thai Bishops' Ad Limina visit.
That's right.
Right.
This year is my 75th birthday. I have been bishop for 33 years now.
Congratulations. Yeah,
thank you. And then this year, next month, as a matter of fact, I'll be celebrating my 50th anniversary of ordination to the priesthood.
Now, the reality of the Catholic Church in Thailand, as far as the population goes, Catholics are a very small percentage.
Very small minority, yeah. We have 66 million people in Thailand, and the number of Catholics is about 350,000. That's all, yeah.
But you're very active in the social texture, aren't you?
Yeah, especially in education. We have over 300 Catholic schools all over Thailand, and it's usually very well considered and attended by a lot of people. In any Catholic school, actually, the majority are Buddhists, and the Catholics are a very small minority. But anyway, we teach Catholic or Christian ethics and morality as a part of the course, but not catechism or so forth, except for the Catholic students. Yeah.
So I can imagine interreligious dialogue is high on your agenda.
Very much so. You know, one thing about Thailand is that they're very tolerant among the Buddhists, you know, and many of the government officials have been educated in Catholic schools, and so the goodwill is there, you know. And our history, Thailand has never been colonized. It's the only one in Southeast Asia, never been colonized. And in fighting with the communists, the government used the tactic that we have never been colonized, but the communists are trying to colonize us. That's all you have to say. Everybody's against communists.
So it's a proud nation.
Yeah, right. So,
but as you were saying, that in your schools, a very high percentage of your scholars are Buddhist, and there are also many Muslims in Thailand, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yeah.
What is the state of interreligious dialogue? How active is the Catholic Church in interreligious dialogue in Thailand?
Actually, and more at the grassroots level, they are very cooperative. They don't consider us nowadays anyway as enemies of the country, no. And even the idea of, it's still more or less in the back of their mind that Christianity or Catholicism is sort of a foreign culture, you know, the way we do things. And then if we adapt our enculturation process, we have to be very careful, because to use anything that the Buddhists are using, it means that we are imitating them. So we have to be very careful. In other words, to be Thai, the Thai culture and Buddhism is identified.
Right.
So anytime you take some of the Thai culture out, it's just like you are
Appropriating yourself.
Stealing from the Buddhists. And even at the national level, There's no such thing as fighting or argument about religion and so forth. And the Buddhists, as I said, are very tolerant. So it's we don't have that idea of persecution, for example, you know.
It sounds like a happy situation.
It is very much so.
And what about, I think in the South, there have been Muslim protests. There's even been some violence, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, in the South, especially in three provinces, almost daily shooting and burning and so forth, you know, because the separatist group would like to cause a problem. Because, in other words, before, it seems like they were more or less left on their own. Not much attention was paid by the government. And so they want to show that, you know, that they need some help. So, but it's too late.
But have they ever targeted any Catholic community or church? Never.
As a matter of fact, there's a Salesian priest, very old. He works in that area, and I think he's hoping to be a martyr, but he never succeeded yet.
Well, let's hope not.
Yeah, right.
Now, you are here on your ad limina visit. Yes. How many bishops from Thailand are here for this
we have
week
10,
or so?
Ten dioceses.
And you are meeting with the Pope on Friday?
On Friday, that's right. And we have prepared the speech that I have to give to the Holy Father since the end of last year. We sent it ahead, you know. So I'll be reading that, and then he will answer. Yeah. So this is our first time with this Holy Father, because it's been 7 years instead of 5 years, you know, because the illness of the former Father.
I see.
And then the election of the new one, so the big long waiting list.
Now, an ad limina visit, why is it important for a bishop's conference? What happens during an ad limina visit?
I think so. The Holy Father, especially, I can speak from the former Pope John Paul II, he wants to be acquainted with the country. For example, when we go in the individually, 8 to 10 minutes, he has a map of Thailand, and then he said, "Where is Udon Thani? You know, my diocese." So we pointed at that, and then he asks questions. You know, what is the main teaching of the Buddhist religion? He's very interested. He asks all these questions. You know, so I spend my time answering his questions. So at the end, I said, "Your Holiness, I'm doing all the talking. You didn't have anything to say." He said, "When you are inside here, I want to hear from you. When you're outside, you can hear from me." This is what he said, you know.
What is the state of vocations?
Vocation is still good in Thailand. We have one national major seminary, and usually there's about 150 or more major seminarians in Thailand. Now, compared to the total population, Catholic population of about 350,000. So percentage-wise, it's quite good. Yeah.
So just finally, Bishop Phimphisan, what are your hopes for your country?
I think right now there have been some kind of division in the Thai people with regard to the former Prime Minister.
There's been a lot of political turmoil.
Because the former government gives a lot of things away for free, in other words, to buy votes. I think for us, we try to make sure that our democracy is respected in the country. But we as...
There's a coalition government at the moment,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's right. And they want to correct the constitution.
There have been many constitutions as well, I think, in recent years.
Right. And so they want to correct, to change. Otherwise, some of them, they get the red card, the party might be dissolved. This is what they're afraid of. But I think the blessing that we have for Thailand, in spite of all this difference of our opinions and so forth, is the king. He's always our beloved king. He does so many things for the poor people.
What is his name?
King Phumipon Adulthaddit. And the king is the one that brings the rich and the poor together. He goes to the village, visits them, and he tells them, start many projects. He has about over 3,000 projects to help the poor people, you know. And when he goes, I remember He called the soldiers during the when we had problem with the communists, which is actually inside the jungle. They don't come out and open. He goes to visit the people, and we mentioned one time we have audience with the Queen, and we said to Her Majesty, he said, please, we are concerned about the King. He when he goes out to the villages, you know, he can go with two or three bodyguards. You know, if something might happen to him.
Mm-hmm.
And the Queen said, I told him that, but he said to me, I work for the people. They will be my bodyguards. So we're all proud of the King. And I think when worst comes to worst, he's always the one that brings people together.
You've been listening to the president of the Thai Catholic Bishops' Conference, Bishop George Pimpisan.